This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد. ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فاجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيًا عن أمته ورسولاً عن دعوته وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعاً مرحوماً وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقاً معصوماً ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقياً ولا مطروداً ولا محروماً اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا حاجة لك فيها خير لنا فيها خير وهي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, today I will speak about a subject that usually I don't approach, and it is left for the scholars, which I'm not one of them, to discuss the details of fiqh and du'at and activists like myself, usually do not go into things like this. But today's events and what is going around us, not only in this country, but around the world, makes it very important for us to pay attention and to spring into immediate action. The European Court of Justice, just 2 days ago, passed a ruling basically to ban religious clothing in workplaces. The target of this ban is to ban basically the hijab, the Muslim women's head cover, their modesty cover, and to allow European companies to legally ban Muslims from practicing their faith in public. And that is the equivalent of the Supreme Court that we have in the United States. And the issue of the hijab has been a target of many enemies of Islam that want to get to the body of this Muslim ummah and want to have a big crack into the shell and the wall that surrounds our ummah. And this issue of hijab now can get presented as a controversial issue. But if we just go back one century back, there is no controversy anywhere in the books of fiqh, in the books of jurisprudence of Islam about hijab. You don't see any traditional books that are having debates about whether hijab is obligatory upon women, Muslim women or not. All of these ideas started with the European, with the Middle Eastern and in the Muslim world being opened to the European cultures and scored the liberation of women. And now we have Muslims, people that follow the religion of Islam, that have been promoting the idea that hijab is optional. It's not an obligation. And now we have now legal ruling to ban women, Muslim women, from practicing an essential part of their religion if they want to follow it in public places. So this is something that we need to talk about and we need to understand. And our men and women, our brothers and sisters, and our young brothers and sisters need to understand what this is all about. What is hijab? What does it mean? If we actually look in the Quran, and if you want to do a word search in the Quran about the word hijab, it never, not one time in the Quran, came to mean the scarf, the head cover that we call today hijab. It doesn't mean that piece of clothing that we recognize now as the head cover. Whichever name in the culture that we have, it never came in the Quran as hijab. The word hijab in the Quran has been used several times to mean a barrier or a veil. Allah says that it is not for a human being to speak to Allah except illa min wara'i hijab, except behind a veil. And then a hijab upon the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the same thing. They had to speak to people behind a curtain. It's not speaking about a veil that they put upon their heads. It's not a scarf. The proper word used by the Arabs, just like any other piece of clothing, they had a specific word for every special word, piece of clothing. Qamis, sirwal, rida, mi'zar. The headscarf is called khimar. And that's the word that is used in the Quran. So if you are to do a word search, you're not going to look for hijab. You're going to look for khimar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He made wearing that obligatory upon the Muslim women, He taught us how to do it. Because the Arabs of the time, the Sahaba and the Sahabiyat, they knew what khimar was. And it was a common piece of clothing worn by the free women, and usually not worn by slave girls. So it was to distinguish the free from the slaves. So it was a sign of nobility, of honor, of being rich. So they knew what khimar was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن إلى آخر الآية. This is سورة النور. Verse 31. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell the women believers to lower their gazes, to guard their chastity, and not to show their zina, their ornament, their beauty, except what inadvertently is being shown out of it. And then let them take their khimar, their head cover, and let it bring it down to the opening of jayb. A jayb is the opening of the qamis. So they will bring it down and they will cover the opening of the qamis, because they used to wear the khimar and they will bring it back. So that exposes the ears and the neck, and then the opening of the chest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to take it down, so the only thing that you can see there, all of that will be brought down. And nothing should be shown in the front. And the only debate that the scholars had, whether that meant to actually take the khimar and cover the entire face with niqab, or just cover that area and for the face to be allowed to show. That's the only debate that you would see in the books of fiqh. And there is no debate whether the khimar, the scarf, the hijab, as we call it today, is an obligation upon women. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says, say, command the believing women to do this. Ya ayyuha an-nabi, O messenger, قل لأزواجك, tell your wives, وبناتك, and your daughters, ونساء المؤمنين, and the women of the believers, يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن, to bring down their garments upon themselves, to cover up themselves. ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن, so they would be recognized, they would be shown to be Muslims. فلا يؤذين, they would not be harmed. وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Because Islam and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes prevention and honor and the dignity of women above everything else. To prevent the fitna, to prevent problems in the society, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the agreed upon hadith said, مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي فِتْنَةً أَضَرُّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, I did not leave behind me a fitna that is أضر, harsher, more problematic, call it whatever you want, more upon women, among men, than the fitna, the attraction of women. Brothers and sisters, men know this. That is a weakness in men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. The Creator knows that, subhanahu wa azza wa ala. So He who put that instinct in men, He puts ways to channel that in the right way. The marriage, the fasting for those who are not married, at-taqwa, the piety, but also you do not put meat in front of a cat. and tell the cat he can't eat. So you're trying to prevent temptation and seduction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us from day one of our creation with being covered up with our clothes, with this satr. And the first fitna, the first tribulation, the first testing of Adam was about taking off our clothes. Was about letting go of the satr. Ya bani Adam, قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما. Oh, children of Adam, don't let shaitan give you fitna like he did to your parents, Adam and Hawa. He let their clothes fall down and take them away from Jannah. What does hijab mean? What is the meaning of hijab for a woman, for a Muslim woman? First of all, it's an identity. It is the identity of a Muslim woman. Allah says, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ. Allah recognized the Muslim woman with that ID. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the Muslim woman. He said, I want you to be recognized by that mark. In the Quran, and it is the honor and the dignity of the woman. Because Islam and Muslims and the manners of Islam does not look to women as the object of sensual pleasure. It is women are not for use. Women are not expected to look attractive for the public. They're not valued for their looks. They are valued for their piety. They are valued for their character. They are valued for their person. And it is a protection for that woman. أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. They wouldn't be harmed. And we know, in this society, all of us, in the workplace, how common sexual harassment is. And we know that those who are modest, who dress modestly, and especially women who dress with hijab, they are much, much less likely to be the subject of sexual harassment. And there's actually clear statistics that hijabi women, are much less likely to be victims of sexual assault and rape. This is what Allah said in the Quran. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَا فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. It is a protection. And more importantly, it is an act of worship. It is an act of getting closer to Allah. It is an act of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is some of the more important things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the guidance of the mothers of the believers. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Please come closer, inshallah, and make room in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Civilizations that brag and give the world lectures about liberty and freedom are scared of a piece of a cloth on the head of a Muslim woman. It frightens them. It threatens their civilization, as they said. That is what's going to ruin the society in Europe. Not the pornography, not the complete disintegration of the structure of the family. That is not what they're afraid of. They're afraid of that piece of a cloth, of that scarf on the head of the Muslim woman. Europeans speak about women's rights and freedoms, and they accuse Islam of being oppressor to women's rights. So how about Muslim women's rights in choosing her own attire? How about the Muslim women's right in expressing their own beliefs in Europe? Or even here in the United States, if we don't preemptively do something to protect the rights, the freedoms of religion. What about women's rights to be who they want to be in society? This exposed the hypocrisy of what they claim to be a superior culture, a superior civilization to Islam. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in this situation just to expose that hypocrisy. So sister, and I want to talk to some sisters that sent some messages in the last few months asking if it is allowed, under pressure, to remove the hijab. I want to say a few things to these sisters and publicly answer that question. Sister, if you are intimidated by the onslaught and the vicious campaign, ask yourselves just a few questions. And I will leave the answers to you, because only you can answer those questions. Who is more worthy of being feared? Who is more worthy of being obeyed? What does your hijab mean to you? Why are you wearing the hijab in the first place? And why you're not wearing the hijab? And then ask yourself, what is my current relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how does it compare to my relationship with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then we all have to ask ourselves, not just the sisters, what are our duties and obligations in this time? Then the decision will become much more clear and much more decisive. And I would leave you with this thought, brothers and sisters. Just remember one thing. It is never, and it has never been, about what they do. It's never been about what enemies of Islam do to us. Throughout our history, from day one, it's always about what we do and how we respond. What happens at the end is always about us, how we respond to these things, what we need to do in face of these things. Are we going to give up? Are we going to give in? Are we going to do this? Or are we going to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who we are and show our adherence? To the message of Allah and the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Al Imran, and I will conclude with this verse, he told us what will happen. He said, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. You will be tested in your wealth and in your souls. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. And you shall hear, you will hear from those who were given the book before you and from the disbelievers a lot of harm, a lot of injury. So expect it. It's just part of life. It's part of being on the path of truth and Islam. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. But if you're patient and have taqwa, فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. That will give you the resolve, the endurance, and the perseverance, and that will give us the falah, that will give us the success, inshaAllah. It is what we do, and how we face this, and what we need to do to be proactive in the face of this onslaught. This is not the time to put our heads down. This is not the time to give in, brothers and sisters. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Wa a'li ya Mawlana kalimata il-haqq wal-deen. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا رب العالمين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه إلى ذلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.